It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Mid-season tournaments are wrapping up across Northeast Kansas, trying to beat the frigid temps that are already here and only going to get worse throughout the weekend. But nonetheless, thank you for staying warm with us here on a Friday as we get you set for the final day of the 12th Annual Thunder Classic, hosted here at Nemaha Central High School. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got a triple header coming your way here on KNZA. We bring you both of the third place games, and then we'll wrap it up with the girls' championship game. It'll start with the girls' third place game here in just a matter of moments with Nemaha Central taking on Troy. That'll be followed by the boys' third place contest here in Seneca with Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. We wrap up our triple header here later on tonight with the girls' championship game. Two top 10 teams in their respective classifications with Hiawatha taking on Rock Creek. Excited to bring you all the coverage. Let's step aside for a timeout. We'll get you the starting lineups to tip off. It's coming your way next. Nemaha Central and Troy Girls, third place on the line here in Seneca. And we're back after a two-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final day of the 12th Annual Thunder Classic here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You are dialed in, KNZA 103.9 FM, the first of three here on KNZA, the girls' third place game. It's Nemaha Central taking on Troy. We got Jake, we got Boz, Brandon Tabman with you, Megan Sturton, our studio producer. Jake, let's get right into it, brother. Your thoughts on this third place game. Nemaha Central, of course, yesterday, their 8-game winning streak against Hiawatha snapped as the Redhawks won that game yesterday, 47-33. Troy on the other side, they had a tall task with Rock Creek, top-tier team in 4A. Obviously, Troy had some troubles yesterday, 58-33 that final. Now these two teams matching up here in this first of three today on KNZA, trying to go into a normal week next week on a little bit more of a positive note.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, midseason tournament time is a lot. You can compare it to maybe postseason tournament time when you go to state. Those third place games, they sting a little bit. You know, it's hard to get the energy up for a third place game. But this is one that's a little bit different than state because, you, like you mentioned, back to regular schedule next week. So you want to end this tournament with a win and get yourself moving forward. What I'm looking for from Troy is a little bit of what we saw yesterday with some other girls stepping up in the scoring column. Allison Grable, as well as Nicole Judd and Haley Groff specifically, stepping into bigger expanded roles because you know Harper Wettstein's going to get hers. But who else is going to step up to make that a stressor on Coach Haddon Hilgen's Nemaha Central team? For the Thunder, Jade Mackey starts it all, but they got to get Emma Hermerstown low going. Yesterday, when they had their contest against Hiawatha, when Nordis and Hermes were getting going down low, they were an issue. But when they got in foul trouble, that's when you saw Hiawatha really make their adjustments. So those are the two keys for me in this contest here today.
Intriguing matchup here for sure. Let's get you the starting lineups. We'll start with Troy. Derek Jasper, the head coach, 29th year at the helm, and it starts with Harper Wettstein. After her 19 points against Rock Creek yesterday, 1,696 career points. She's averaging 24 per game on her senior season. Haley Groff, also in the backcourt, 5'4 sophomore, at 7 points per game. Nicole Judd, also on the perimeter. She is a 5'3 senior at 5 points per game. And then down low, Allison Grable, 5'6 senior, and Haley Williams, a 5'8 junior. So again, for Coach Jasper and Troy, it's Wettstein, Groff, Judd, Williams, and Grable coming off the first-round win against Marysville, but losing to Rock Creek yesterday in the semifinals. Troy coming in, a record of 8-6. For Haddon Hilgen, 16th season at the helm for Nemaha Central. Same starting five as we've seen all week. It starts with Jade Mackey, 5'7 senior, south at 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. Kennedy McKee is a 5'7 sophomore at 8 points per game. Bailey Snyder had a good game on Tuesday and last night. Has had a good tournament. The 5'9 sophomore, 10 points in the loss to Hiawatha. And then down low, Emma Hermish at 13 points per, leading Nemaha Central in that category. Caroline Nordis as well. Nemaha now 10-4. Their 8-game winning streak snapped with a loss to Hiawatha yesterday. The opening tip-off is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. So a third-place finish on the line here at the Thunder Classic. Nemaha trying to go to work quickly. And a good look inside for Hermish. And she was right on the block and just couldn't get one to go. And the Trojans have an early rebound in 20 seconds in. Trojans from left to right with Harper Wettstein.
Yeah, Wettstein and the Trojan defense there, an extended 3-2 zone. A nice look down low for Hermes, but couldn't get it to drop for the Thunder.
Yeah, Wettstein, she struggled yesterday until the second half against Rock Creek. As Judd got a good look from straight away. It's high off the heel, trickles right, and it's an offensive rebound for Grable to keep it alive and a second-chance opportunity here for Troy on their first possession of tonight's game.
Nemaha Central coming out in man-to-man defense right now. Here they force a turnover on Troy. They give it right back, though. Stepping on the boundary, this far sideline was Emma Hermish. There was a miscommunication there from Haley Groff for Troy trying to find Harper Wettstein. Again, man-to-man defense, but a big emphasis on Harper Wettstein, no doubt. Kennedy McKee draws a tall, or check that, Jade. No, it is Kennedy McKee drawing the tall task of guarding Harper Wettstein.
We saw Rock Creek do a tremendous job all the way around defending Wettstein yesterday, although she did end up with 19 points, but a majority of that in the second half. Looking for our first points here of this third place contest. Straight away, it's a three. It hits high off the heel and falls through for Haley Groff.
Man, we saw Haley Groff do her little three-point contest yesterday, and she was nailing them. So look for this young kid to come in and make some good buckets here today.
That's the 12th three-pointer made, and now Groff just rips it away from Mackey in a turnover by Nemaha Central. Groff, nice start to her afternoon, but then she lost it, and a takeaway here by Nemaha Central. So both teams, couple of turnovers here. We're 90 seconds in. It's a Groff 3, 3-0 Trojans.
The infamous George Ebert is our main, well, I shouldn't say main official. Can we call him a main official? But, man, he's the one that headlines this crew here today. Great to see him on the floor here. Makes that foul on Harper West, or makes the call on Harper Westline with a reach-in foul. Over 55 years, BTAT, officiating high school basketball in the state of Kansas.
That is a true veteran in the black and the white, and he makes another call, and this one going against Nemaha Central. It's an offensive foul. That one called on Bailey Snyder, setting an illegal screen.
He knows what he's doing, and that's the thing. I love the fact that he's still doing it. You know, he actually retired for what we thought was forever, but it was just a season. We saw him come out of retirement for the Axtell Hanover football game this past fall, BTAT.
Troy with a 3-0 lead. About 2 minutes into this game, it's Haley Groff who has a triple from straight away. The lone points to this point as Wettstein goes to work on the right block. She can do it inside and out, and a little turnaround J is in for the Northern Iowa D1 commit.
Yeah, good little spin move on the right block there by Harper, and a quick 5-0 lead by the Trojans. Extended pressure here.
Stepping back, wide open, good look from three, and that one is nothing but net for Kennedy McKee. And Nemaha Central on the board. McKee, 20 made threes this season, now 5-3 Troy.
She's got to have confidence right there, and she does. Wide open, three steps back into it, and great shot there from Kennedy.
And between the rings out high, Nicole Judd with the basketball. Going left with it, tried to hand it off to Weststein, and Troy turns it over. It's a pickpocket by McKee. A little slow to the rim, missing a shot off the right rim, but a good spot for Mackey to get an offensive rebound, and then a foul on Troy.
The first foul on Nicole Judd, and I believe I heard your coach's show with Coach Jasper earlier this week talking about all 4'11" of her, but she's one of the feisty ones. She's going to fight down there on the low block for those rebounds, but she picked up a foul there.
So Nemaha Central throwing it in. They get it to McKee in the corner. Just knocked one down. Can't she do it again? Not this time. It's a little bit long of a rebound off the rim into the corner. Nemaha Central getting a second opportunity here with Caroline Nordis. Into the corner, Mackey. 5-3 our score about 3 minutes into this game. McKee going to work. Trying to bounce one into Nordis in the paint. She turns right, puts up a shot, drops it through for two.
Yeah, steps through right there. Double team came. Now a quick steal here by Nemaha Central.
Well, Troy faltering here in the last minute or so. And then inside, Weststein is going to tie up Mackey. Or McKee, correction. And a good job by Harper Weststein with that tie-up, earning that possession back for Troy.
Yeah, full court man-to-man pressure here being applied by the Thunder. Forces Troy to kind of speed up, but Troy's okay with that. They like being a little bit quicker up and down the floor.
Third place on the line here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Nemaha Central and Troy deadlocked at 5. We're approaching under 4:40 to go. Clock moving first quarter. Groff, tough shot from the left elbow. And fading to her left, she got bumped and fouled. And our first free throws of the game coming from the 5'4 sophomore for Troy, Haley Groff.
And you like to see that if you're Troy right now. Haley Groff looking for her shot. Again, it's just a standardized man-to-man. It's not a box-in-one. They're not even really face-guarding Harper all that much. So straight-up man-to-man, and Haley Groff trying to step up.
And Groff, after hitting a three early, knocks in a free throw. She's got four early points, 6'5 Troy. And Bailey Snyder picked up that foul. That was quickly her second, bringing on Liza Leager into the ballgame for NC. Groff, her second, got it to go. So 2-for-2 start, and a good start for the sophomore, Haley Groff. She's got 5 of the Troy 7. And a 2-point Trojans lead at 4.5 minutes to go here in the first.
Nice
good
entry.
Deep pass there to Nordis, but missed it. And a backside rebound for Harper Weststein.
Talk about Bailey Snyder. What a great tournament she's had last week, really. And she was in foul trouble yesterday as well.
And there's another steal on the perimeter. This time Hermisch taking it away from Groff. And now Weststein gets a meaty paw on it. She dives to the floor and takes it away. She still has it, finally dumping it off to Grable. So teams kind of having some issues with some turnovers here in the first quarter.
Yep.
As Troy leads it 7-5. At the halfway juncture of this first 8 minutes.
Both very sped up right now, B-Tad, looking to settle in.
Weststein driving, kicking left, wide open three on the way, missing off the front rim, and a good rebound there for Caroline Nordis. And down two, Nemaha Central pushing. Right elbow turning, Nordis, or correction, Hermisch was high off the heel, and a rebound corralled by Harper Weststein. Decent look there for Hermisch, couldn't get it to go. Now Groff, she hit a three from there a moment ago, couldn't get that one to fall. And another rebound for Nordis. Here comes NC.
And that's either a travel or a blocking foul. Neither one called as Nemaha Central able to break pressure into the front court. But, you know, right now, Troy, they're really scrappy on defense. They're chasing down every pass from Nemaha Central.
Zone defense right now for Troy. It goes from Nordis to Hermisch. She'll fire a right wing three that's just a touch short, and a rebound cleared away by Allison Grable. Troy leading it by two at 3:13 to go first quarter.
What really affected Troy's zone yesterday was Rock Creek hitting 13 threes from the outside. Nemaha Central just one here in the early going.
That one knocked away and another steal, this time taken away by Liza Leager. That's 6 early turnovers by Troy. 7-5 our score, just south of 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Thunder in at 10-4 after their loss yesterday. Troy is 8-6 so far this season. And on the perimeter, Leager in the corner, bumped and fouled.
Yeah, Haley Groff's going to pick up the personal right here. It'll be the 13th foul here in quarter number one. Just her first personal on Groff. Again, remember, Nemaha, they'll go 7-8 deep on their bench. Troy, they'll go maybe 6 on their bench. And so you cannot get into foul trouble if you're Troy.
And Nemaha Central now going to turn it right over. Just an ill-advised turnover by the Thunder there as Mackey lost the handle on the right wing. Couple subs in right before that turnover as we're seeing Jordan Haverkamp and Kenzie Monier for NC. Jake alluding to going a little bit deeper into the bench compared to Troy from what we've seen this week.
They like Haddon-Hiljan's mindset here early for Nemaha Central. On the ball pressure, full court, settling in, still man-to-man on the half-court side.
All right, now Wexton on the dribble left wing. Now works it back up top. Right now being guarded by McKee, the sophomore. Haley Williams inside to Harper. Little up, little under, turnaround,
wow.
Smooth, and that's nothing but nets. Inside the paint for Wexton. She's got four.
I mean, a double team came, but she was able to spin out of it, keep her pivot foot, create just enough separation to get a shot off.
Monier looking inside to Leaguer. 9-5 Troy. Just coming up on 2 minutes to go first quarter. McKee has it. Now Mackey. Starts a pass right block. Monier, good look. Couldn't get it to go. And a rebound for Haley Groff.
A lot of bunnies missed here early by Nemaha Central. That's going to allow Troy to stay in that zone defense that they're comfortable in.
9-5 our score. Trojans on the dribble. In the front court here is Grable driving in from the right wing. Stops on the block. Here comes a diving Wexton through traffic. Couldn't get it to go, but she'll shoot two.
We're going to talk about Harper Wexton, the great cut, the great attack, but how about the pass there from Allison Grable? She drove right lane line, jump stop, spun back towards the perimeter, and found Harper with a perfect pass into the lane.
Harper Wexton, 81% at the line this season, but she can't get that first one to go. That makes her 57 of 71 from the stripe. You know, last season, Jake, she set multiple school records, one being free throw percentage at 84%. She goes 1-for-2 and has 5 here in the first quarter, and that is the lead for Troy at 10-5.
Well, she wants to try and re-break that this year. She's going to have to make more free throws, my man.
I got to at least mention now with that free throw, that does put her over 1,700 career points as Emma Hermisch got a good look in the paint and a little turnaround, Jay, in there for the 5'9 junior. Her first two, it's 10-7. Troy in front.
And that's what really works for Nemaha Central against this zone. If you can get Hermisch or Snyder or even Nordis in that paint, a little turnaround, Jay, that 8-foot shot is their money.
Coming up on the final minute here in the first quarter, 17 on the shot clock, tough pass inside to Grable, caught, still losing it, fighting for it, knocked to the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to NC.
So I kept saying early in this ball game, B-Tad, that it was very much, you know, being sped up, maybe some nerves, early game jitters, whatever. We're only a minute to go in this first quarter, and we're still seeing some mistakes by both of these teams being just speeding themselves up a little too much.
Right now dribbling is McKee, left side pass, skipping into the corner it goes. It's Leaguer, little hesitation, now fires a three, and that one is nothing but net. Right corner, Liza Leaguer making 6 threes made this season. That's the 4th Thunder player to score already, and we're tied at 10.
Again, outside shooting would force Troy out of that zone. If Nemaha Central can keep on doing that.
Let's see if Judd can answer. Yes, she can. A left-wing triple, Nicole Judd, and she's in the books with her 20th made three this season. 13-10, Troy by 3 as the shot clock is turned off at 26 seconds and counting.
Now, Coach Jasper said that she is kind of that heart and soul of this team.
And there's a takeaway by Groff. How about this? Untouched all the way to the rack for 2 in transition, and Groff has 7. 15-10, Troy, a little momentum. Final 12 seconds here in the opening frame. See if NC can get a bucket. Had it knocked away. It was Nordis on the dribble. Hermisch diving. Hermisch gets it back underneath. Shot is up and good with 2 seconds to go here in the quarter. Troy, do they get a shot up in time? They do not. In a frantic, energetic pace to close out the final couple minutes. And our girls' third place game after the first 8 minutes here at Nemaha Central. It is Troy 15 and the Thunder 12. You're listening to coverage of high school basketball at the 12th annual Thunder Classic here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got got Jake, we got Foz, Brandon, and Megan with you here on KNZA. First to three, final day of the 12th annual Thunder Classic here at Nemaha Central High School. Our girls' third place game going to the second quarter. Jake, pretty good pace with Troy leading 15-12 with the first possession here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Both these teams, now you're seeing Nemaha Central kind of switch down to it into more of a matchup zone. They're still in a man focus, but they got different players kind of shifting and switching on every single pass ball right now, focused on Harper.
Here's Weststein on a drive, losing late in the shot clock, and it's taken away by Nemaha Central. Another turnover. That's eight here in the first half for Troy.
That's a lot of turnovers here in this early going of this game. 13 combined in the first quarter. Quite a bit here in this third place game.
How about Hermish for the tie? Can't make one from the left corner, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. And it's going against, yeah, Nemaha Central. I think it's Leager, and that's going to be her second. Team foul number one here in the quarter.
Yeah, so Leager's got two. Also with two is Snyder. And so he's going to, looks like Coach Hilton's going to leave Leager on the floor here to begin this next possession with those two fouls.
Weststein into the front court. Now Judd looking left. Now back right. Weststein on the wing. Northern Iowa commits to surpass 1,700 career points in the first quarter. Judd up top. It's Groff. She's had a good first half trying to add. It's off the heel. Hits the front rim and then trickles off. And a rebound for Caroline Nordis. She nearly threw it away. But Nordis, four rebounds here early.
You can see that definitely Troy is making a point to try and get Groff some extra touches around the perimeter. Now Troy's sinking into this zone again. Worried about the size advantage that the Thunder have. Nemaha Central, outside shots would force this zone to extend out.
All right, 6:35, clock moving second quarter, 15-12 our score, looking for the first points of this second period. Leager, a short J from the right wing, just barely grazed that front rim, and it's taken away by Weststein.
Troy's going to be happy with that if you're on defense, and that those are the shots they're getting. It was a contested shot, double team was there. Nemaha Central, again, got to swing that ball around the perimeter a little bit more.
One-handed pass from Weststein to Judd. Now over to Groff. Back up top to Weststein. Deep, 40-foot three on the way. That one halfway down and out for the Northern Iowa commits. And a rebound for Nemaha Central's Jordan Haberkamp.
I've seen some deep shots made by Harper Weststein with that one. Yeah, 40-foot, that would have been impressive.
And before maybe a potential travel, a timeout's going to be called by Nemaha Central. I think it's going to be a full. We'll follow suit. 6:02 to go, girls. Third place game here at the Thunder Classic. It is Troy 15 and Nemaha Central 12. We're back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for that break. Looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. You got to try Schlegels. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. Jake and Boz, Megan in studio, Brandon Tamma with you. 12th annual Thunder Classic. Our first of three today. Girls' third place game right now. Jake, we're still looking for these first points of the second quarter. 15-12 Troy.
Yeah, I mean, Nemaha Central basketball out of the Coach Hilton timeout. I'm excited to see what kind of set they decide to come with. Troy starting off in a 2-3 zone defensively.
Here's the inbounds pass. They go left side of the floor. Maren Heinen has checked into the game. We didn't see her yesterday for Nemaha Central as Hermish got a look in the left corner and a backside rebound off the miss by Haley Williams.
So the set that time, Hilton wanted to see if Hermish could get it open in the corner. She did, just could not connect on the three.
Here is a deep one again for Groff. It is high off the rim, no good. Another rebound inside. How about Caroline Nordis, her fifth rebound of the first half?
Here's the biggest thing that you're seeing right now with everything is a deflection out of bounds. It'll stay with the Thunder. Here, moving right to left, is the fact that Nemaha Central is dominating the boards right now, especially on the defensive side. Troy's got to get a box off. There's a massive size advantage right now for Nemaha Central, and so Troy's got to figure out a way. With one shot going up, you got to get a body on somebody.
We're 2.5 minutes into this second quarter. Still 15-12 Troy. Both teams scoreless here in the second quarter of play. Thunder working. Here is Heinen, who just checked in. She fires a three. It was on target, but off a high miss off the rim. Another offensive rebound this time by Mackey. Now it's McKee, Heinen with it, Mackey in the corner again, now a touch for Nordis, left elbow, here's McKee on a cut, little floater, might have been partially blocked, gets her on rebound and she banks it up and in for two, Kennedy McKee.
Just talked about the rebounding abilities for Nemaha Central, and that was it on display right there. Troy has got to have to get a body on a body or else Nemaw Central will dominate the class, and that typically results in domination of a game.
Well, it was 3 minutes scoreless between both teams here in the second before that bucket by McKee, and a whistle and a foul on the perimeter going against the Thunder.
Coach Jasper calling out Eagle here, and two of the longer tenured coaches in our area going at it here today with Hatton Hilchin from Nemaw Central and Coach Derek Jasper for Troy. We got a great, do you remember the last time the Thunder Classic that we broadcasted 10 games from the Thunder Classic?
Not since I've been here.
I don't think we've done it in quite a while. It's the 12th annual. This might be the first time we've covered it this much, but just so much good basketball that we're excited to bring to you.
Just the first of our triple header here today. Williams is going to try a long two from the left corner, and she rattled it in there with a little bit of authority. 17-14 Troy, 4:28 to go first quarter.
Turnover.
And Nemaha Central losing the handle on the far side. It was McKee losing it out of bounds and a turnover by NC.
I mean, you're looking at the score sheets right now, and yes, Harper's got 5 points in this game, BTAD, but the balance right now with Groff scoring, Judd scoring, Williams scoring, and those are opportunities right now that you're seeing across the board for Troy.
Each team has four players in the scoring column here in the first half. Troy leading it with the ball, 17-14, about the halfway point of this second period. As Ludke is into the game, she gets an awkward floater from the right baseline that missed up high off the rim, and a rebound again by Caroline Nordis.
I love that time that Jade Mackey and Kennedy McKee both came and trapped Harper Wettstein, caught her outside about 35 feet away from the basket, really kind of forced that issue.
Great pass inside Mackey to Nordis. She was too deep underneath, and she turns around and just flips it up and in for two.
That's the one thing that can be beneficial in this zone defense is you swing it to the far corner, skip pass across, and a nice dump down low.
17-16 Troy. Wettstein between the rings being guarded by the sophomore Kennedy McKee. Picks up the dribble a little bit right side on the wing and hands it off right there. That's Ludke. Now Williams left wing. Back up top to Groff, who's had a good first half with seven. Now Grable. Seven on the shot clock here. Troy's got to go to work. Here is Williams. A pass left side to Ludke. 2 seconds. Has to put it up. Awkward shot from the free throw line. It's an air ball, and that's going to be a shot clock violation. Maybe the best defensive possession we have seen from Nemaha Central here in the first half.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, it was man-to-man defense. Harper Wettstein did not get a touch on that possession that time for Troy. Great job. Give credit Kennedy McKee for guarding Harper Wettstein. That entire 35 seconds didn't even let her touch the basketball.
Jade Mackey goes out. Liza Leager checks back in here for Nemaha Central. Chance to take the lead. They're down one. 3 minutes to go in the half. McKee, a deep three for the lead. Front rim, no. Tipped into the hands of Troy, pulling down that rebound, Haley Williams.
That time defensively, Troy extended that one, that 3-2 more into a 1-2-2 zone defense that time.
Troy with the basketball. 1 point lead. It's been close throughout. Here's a nice move by Groff. Bumped on her left side, but finishing with the right. And Groff leading all scorers with nine.
The headiness right there by Harper Wettstein. Double team came, and she dribbled around it, dumped it off to Groff, who split another defender, made that easy basket.
19-16 Trojans. 2.5 minutes to go. Leager tough on the pivot. High left on the wing. Gets it off to McKee up top. Long skip pass. Snyder, corner three on the way, and we're tied at 19.
Snyder back in the game after those two fouls early, and she doesn't miss a beat. Feet set, hands ready, and buries it from the left corner.
She had 10 points in the loss to Hiawatha yesterday. That's her 10th three made this season, and a 19-19 tie just north of 2 minutes to go in this first half of play. Good action so far. Here's Judd up top, works right, gets it to Grable on the right wing. She tries to answer for three. That is very hard off the backboard, but right place, right time for an offensive rebound with Haley Williams, and then it's stuck back up and in. Was that Groff again?
Yes, Haley Groff. Nice job by Williams to keep it alive, an offensive rebound, and then a nice second-chance opportunity driving to the basket hard was Groff.
Groff with 11 here in the first half. Hermes driving in, tied up by Wettstein. Thunder keep the possession. 1:41 to go in the half. Couple subs back in. Jade Mackey, Kinsey Monier, replacing the two bigs in Hermish and Nordis.
And beat that. That was just the second offensive rebound for Troy. Credit Chris. I can't even say Chris. That was weird.
Just call him Bob.
Credit Boz right there with the statistics here in the corner.
He goes, you said Chris?
What?
Here's a three right side. It just grazed that back iron. Good spot for Nicole Judd to nab that rebound for Troy. They lead it by two here late first half. Here's Wettstein again, quiet offensively since that first quarter, just five, but Groff leading the way with 11.
Nice
right when I say that, Wettstein gets wide open on the right block up for two. She's got seven, Troy by four, north of a minute to go.
From the right wing, Allison Grable cutting to the basket was Wettstein. Nice dump over the top of the McKee outstretched arm.
Here is McKee who has the ball, knocked away at the free throw line, scrambles, gets it back up top. Nemaha Central keeps. Here is Snyder for three, swish. second three for Bailey Snyder here in the corner. A minute to go in the half, 23-22 Troy.
She's deadly, man, from that left wing, left corner right there. Her feet were ready, her hands ready, and just ready to shoot that basketball. And just all the confidence in the world right now for Snyder.
Here's Wettstein going to work. Gets by McKee. Her shot missing off the left rim. Inside for the rebound, taken down by Monier. And we got about a 9-second difference or so between the shot clock and the game clock. Thunder in the front court with a heavy pace as Mackey gets it into the corner. Leaguer, a three, that's an air ball, goes over the entire bucket, and a rebound for Wettstein. Shot clock turned off, 28 seconds to go.
Yeah, look for Troy to hold for one shot. Will it be Harper that gets that final shot? Haley Groff's had a great first half here tonight, though.
Here's Judd, high left, guarded by Mackey. We've seen Kennedy McKee doing mostly the man-to-man duties on Wettstein here in the first half. We're down to 11 seconds. Here's Groff, left corner. Guarded by Leaguer, tried to split, dumping a
pass.
Backside, Allison Grable, wide open for two, and that should take us to the end of the first half. Just 1 second to go, and a late heave from 75 feet as well, short. And we got a banger here through two quarters in our girls' third-place game. Back and forth we go. It's the Troy Trojans leading host, Nemaha Central, 25-22. It is our halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. We'll break it all down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now we're just off and running our first three games here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. All the action wrapping up here today, beating the winter weather that is coming in. I say it's coming in, Jake, it's already here, man. It is quite brisk standing outside.
Oh my gosh, I mean, earlier today I left the store to just get back to my truck, and I told you on the phone, I was only out there for maybe a minute walk, but my hands felt like they were frozen. It's a bitter cold day. We hope that you are taking your precautions for this awesome winter weekend. I'm excited about it, buddy. If we can get some snow, come on now.
The weather, not awesome, but what is awesome is the first half that we saw between Troy and Nemaha Central. Third place on the line in the girls' bracket. 25-22, Troy in front by three. 15-12 the advantage for them after one. Both teams tallying 10 points in the second quarter to give us this 25-22 margin. Before we dive into the numbers, initial thoughts, what we saw in the first half.
I think for the most part, what I saw from the Nemaha Central side is if Miss Snyder can stay out of foul trouble, she's a lethal weapon for Coach Haddon-Hilchin. She came off the bench after two fouls in the first quarter and hit some big-time threes in the left wing, really confusing that Troy defense and their zone that they're sitting in right now. But other than that, there hasn't been a whole lot of consistency on the offensive side for Nemaha Central. Kennedy McKee's had some easy baskets. But, you know, I like to see whenever Emma Hermish or maybe even Caroline Nordis down low can get a touch, deep on the block because they've got the size advantage over Troy, and Troy's about a half step behind for that double team when it's coming back down. So that's the goal I think you want to see going into the second half, and that we didn't see much of in the first half. And for Troy, Haley Groff, the sophomore, really has stepped up. We talked about it in our pregame about what's going to need to be the case for the Troy Trojans, and that was somebody else to step up other than Harper Wettstein. I know you're going to dive into the individual numbers in here in just a second, but Haley Groff's playing about as good as she has all year here in this third-place game.
Yeah, Haley Groff, the 5'4 sophomore, 7 points per coming in. She tallied 11 to lead all scorers in that first half of play. We'll take another timeout. We'll dive into the numbers of this first half. Again, girls' third-place game here at the Thunder Classic. Troy with a 3-point lead over NC, 25-22 here at the halftime break. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowshell.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We got Jake and Chris alongside. We got Brandon Tadman with you. Megan Sturton, our studio producer. We're at the Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Boz is loving it, and we're loving the first half of action here. As we're diving into this girls' third-place game, Nemaha Central and Troy. Trojans leading the Thunder 25-22 here at the halftime break. Let's go through some of those first-half stats. We'll go scoring-wise, and we'll start with Troy. Haley Groff leading all scorers. She had 11 of the 25 Troy points, 7 from Harper Wettstein, 3 from Nicole Judd, 2 from Haley Williams, 2 from Allison Grable as well. A little more balance for Nemaha Central. They had 6 and 2 threes in that second quarter from Bailey Snyder. They had 5 in the first half from Kennedy McKee. 4-piece from Emma Hermish and Caroline Nordis, and then also 3 points in the book from Liza Leager. Going through some of the shooting numbers, Troy in the first half, 10 of 22, 45%, 8 of 13 from 3. That is a staggering, staggering number. That cannot be right. What am I looking at here? All right, 10 of 22, 9 of 24 with Nemaha Central, 10 to 7 the rebound numbers. On the defensive side, both teams combining for 6 offensive rebounds. Troy is out-rebounding Nemaha Central 12-11. You look at the turnovers, 8 for Troy, 7 for Nemaha Central. 6 steals in the first half for Nemaha Central, 3 for Troy as well. Troy was 3 of 4 at the line in the first half. Nemaha Central, they did not shoot a free throw in that first half of play. Again, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, that is Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services, and Whiting, Jacob Yinks, and Courtney Brockoff.
All right,
step aside for. All right, hold on, real
sorry,
quick.
I wanted to just help you out here, Big Tab, because Boz's statistics, they were right. They were just in the wrong column.
Okay, that makes
so
sense.
So when you said 8 for 13 or 3, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, hold
no
on.
No way. They were 8 for 13 inside the 3-point line.
There we go.
2 for 9 from outside.
All right, just to confirm, Boz doing a great job. I am not complaining at all. We'll take a final timeout. Girls' second half action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We got Jake and Boz. We got Megan in studio. Brandon Tabba with you. Girls' third place game going on here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Again, thanks to Highland Community College, the halftime show sponsor. All right, Jake, quick thought. 25-22 Troy. Good back and forth action we saw between these two teams in the first half.
Again, I want to see Nemaha Central, Coach Haddon Hilton, pound the rock down low. Look for some easy access with Hermish or Nordis, or even if you get Snyder back into that game consistently down low, that would be great if I'm an Omaha Central fan. And you got to hit some more outside shots. Force Troy to extend that zone a little bit more to allow the inside shot. And if I'm Troy, I want to continue to work my offense through Harper Wetstein, but Haley Groff, has been the benefactor of that. And you got to get some offensive rebounds. Just two in the first half for Troy. That's going to be a huge difference maker here in this second half.
Omaha Central rolling with their starters, I believe, with Snyder, Nordis, Hermish, Mackey, and McKee, Judd, Wetstein, Grable, Groff, and Williams. Both teams rocking their starting fives as we begin the second half, 25-22, Troy by three in the opening possession from right to left. Troy, the road team on the scoreboard, the all-blue uniforms, Omaha Central in the home whites.
Man-to-man defense here out of the break for Omaha. They've been in this most of the game.
Here is right now, Groff, again, led all scores with 11 in that first half. Gets it to Williams in the corner. Little ball fake. Works it in. Now Grable left side. Works back up top. Judd right wing. 6 seconds, though, on the shot clock. Williams dumping it down to Wetstein and a bailout there. They're going to get Mackey. Little bit of a push as Wetstein was trying to post up on the block.
Posted up on the block and 2.9 seconds on the shot clock. You mentioned the bailout right there, and that's exactly what it was because Wetstein still hadn't had the ball yet. She was going to have to throw up a prayer as the shot clock expired.
So Troy gets a fresh 35. They get it into Groff, who was real not hesitant to shoot that three. It was partially blocked. Caroline Nordis clears it away, and now the Thunder from left to right, their first possession of the third quarter, down three.
Troy starts out in his zone, and they get another turnover. Groff takes it away, and then a foul quickly on Omaha Central as they were trying to push and transition were the Trojans, and Haley Groff forces that turnover right there. I would expect after a made bucket here by Troy, you're going to see Troy extend that zone out, kind of what they did yesterday against Rock Creek, more of a half-court 1-2-2 zone with traps on the sides.
Well, that's already the second foul on NC. It's the third on Bailey Snyder. So quickly, Liza Leager has to check in, not even a minute into this third quarter. 25-22 Troy. Here's Wetstein, waist-high dribbles left hand, little bit of a fake, now left baseline. Darting an accurate pass to Judd in the corner. Got rejected by Hermish, but gets right back into the hands of Haley Groff.
4'11", doesn't bode well usually on the block, and a great job there by the Omaha Central post players of swatting it back out.
12 seconds here on the shot clock. Wetstein on the dribble, hands it off to Groff on a curl, gets to the right elbow, backed out up top. 6 seconds now, she's still on the dribble. Lazy pass, and it's deflected and taken away. Turnover by Troy. Here comes Omaha Central. McKee all the way. Can't make the shot from the left side, and a foul on Troy.
Yeah, Haley Groff right there. Miscommunication. Harper went back door, and Groff thought she was going to extend back out past the perimeter. Throws it away, and then picks up the foul in transition.
Second foul on Haley Groff. First on Troy here in the third quarter. Here is Kennedy McKee at the line to shoot two. 5 points in the first half. She is 58% at the line this season. That one pure. She had 14 points on Tuesday against Jackson Heights in their quarterfinal win, just 7 against Hiawatha yesterday. Trying to match that total, and she goes 2 for 2. First free throw attempts at Omaha Central in this game.
Full court pressure, man-to-man here by Nemaha Central, we saw this after a made bucket in the first half as well. Not a press, per se, just full court man-to-man.
25-24, Troy plus one. 6:28 to go, third quarter. Third place on the line here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. We'll have the boys' third place game to follow with NC and Hiawatha, and the girls' championship game later on with undefeated Hiawatha and 4A number 7, Rock Creek. Here's Grable with the touch. 12 seconds on the shot clock here for Troy. Here's a drive. Angling left to the block was Williams. She is bumped, and already the Thunder now. Three team fouls just like that.
Yeah, again, under 10 seconds on the shot clock when Nemaha Central fouls. That resets the shot clock for the Trojans.
And that one knocked away out of bounds, and they're going to say it was last touch by Groff. Good hands by Liza Leager to force a Troy turnover.
Yeah, that was a good call there by, again, the king of the court, Mr. George Ebert. Great deflection there by Nemaha Central, and Groff tried to grab it really quickly. It goes out of bounds.
Here's Nordis, right elbow, quick turnaround shot, hits the heel, then off the left rim, and a rebound for Troy. Quick possession. Coming up empty there, the rebound for all of Nicole Judd.
All of Nicole Judd, exactly right. 4'11" of her down on the block, clearing it out.
25-24, light scoring here in this third quarter of play, just north of 2 minutes in. Here's Groff holding above the head, looking for a pass, and it's knocked away. And Nordis, heavy hands to take it away. A Troy turnover. Here is Leager stopping left block. Turnaround, Jay, front rim, hits twice. Nordis had the rebound for a second, and then it was knocked out of her hands and out of bounds back to Troy.
Big credit there to Allison Grable for Troy. She got back defensively, did not foul, just forced the issue, made it a tough shot for Leager.
2.5 minutes into this third period. 25-24 Troy. Again, we've been scoreless last couple of minutes here in this third quarter between these two. The only points here in the third quarter, a couple of free throws by Kennedy McKee for Nemaha Central. Right now, Wettstein, just 7 points, quiet for her. In this first half, averaging 24 per game. Went over 1,700 career points in the first quarter. 12 seconds here on the shot clock for Groff. Went behind the back. Now Williams in the corner left. Now it's on the wing with Wettstein looking up. Sees 5 on the shot clock. Wants to go to work on McKee. She'll step back. She'll fire. Front rim no on a deep triple. But right there is Grable for an offensive rebound.
Good job there again. Offensive rebound. We talked about that at halftime. Keys for the second half for Troy. Grable continues the possession here, then throws it away. Nicole Judd trying to get it to Haley Williams, goes between her wickets.
Just a little bit low on that pass. Troy giving it away. Nemaha Central still down one. Another opportunity to take the lead here on this possession. 5:42 clock moving south, and it's McKee, a deep three left wing, fighting for the rebound inside, and another one gathered by Nordic.
Good look.
And it's Leager, left block. You mentioned Mackey on the pass, and Nemaha Central retakes the lead.
I mean, Nemaha Central looked like they were going to reset offense, but why not? On the right wing, it was Jade Mackey, and a great find on the back block for an easy deuce, and Nemaha Central has the lead.
And Leager now with 5. It is 26-25 NC. Groff, left corner, 19 on the shot clock. 4:14 to go in this third. Groff still on the dribble, being guarded by Leager. Tried to cross over left. Now underhands it to Grable on a curl. She takes it all the way. Can't bank it in. It was halfway down and out. Rebound for Liza Leager and NC.
That brings Coach Jasper off the bench. He liked that aggressiveness there by Grable.
Here is a 3 McKee left side. Boy, it caught nothing but air, but a backside board by Hermish to keep it alive once again.
In the corner, Nemaha Central is going to get a foul here by Haley Groff of Troy. And right now you're seeing great defense here early by Nemaha Central. Over 4 minutes have gone by in this third quarter, and Harper Westline's had one shot attempt, and that was a deep three as the shot clock was winding down. A lot of great defense by the Thunder, not allowing her to have touches.
Here is Hermish, left corner, fresh shot clock here for the Thunder. She goes baseline, very heavy on the traffic, and deflected out to the perimeter with Mackey. Here is McKee stepping in, right wing, little ball fake, 15-footer, it's off the heel. Another long rebound chased down into the corner. It's knocked out of bounds, and it's last touched by Mackey. Back to Troy it goes.
Nicole Judd is just that energizer bunny. She's constantly moving and chasing down rebounds, and we got a timeout on the floor, I believe, here, BTAD by Troy.
Well, it was 25-22 at halftime. Troy with the three-point lead. Right now with 3.5 minutes to go in the third, it is 26-25. Nemaha Central, timeout on the floor. We're back at 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Huffless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. We got Jake, we got Boz, Brandon, Megan with you. We'll be queued up on the Hiawatha channel for the next two games of our triple header. But right now, 3:32 to go, third quarter. Out of the Troy timeout, they trail Nebraska Central in the girls' third-place game here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. It's 26-25. Troy being led by Haley Groff with 11 points, Harper Wettstein with 7. Kennedy McKee leads Nebraska Central with 7 and then 6 as well from Bailey Snyder. Out of the timeout, Troy working the full length of the floor, right to left, down one. It's dumped in by Judd to Wettstein. McKee picking up full court. Casual with the dribble down the middle. Now Wettstein angling left, goes between the legs, dribbling with the right, gets a screen by Williams. It's defended well by Nemaha Central. Now Wettstein turning through a double team, nearly got a tough shot to go.
Grable.
And able to get the rebound is Allison Grable. And now straight away, it's Judd for three.
What a great offensive rebound again by Allison Grable. And a three in there by Judd. But there was four Nemaha Central defenders that time as a travel here by Leaguer trying to drive baseline. Beat that. We'll give it back to Troy. But four different Nemaha Central defenders were on Harper Wettstein. She still got a shot off. But in those moments, if she turns her head backside, she had three girls wide open.
3 minutes to go. Third period of play. Troy has the lead back, 28-26. Wettstein handing off to Groff. Little three-man weave action. Groff still on the dribble. Here's Wettstein straight away off the screen. Yes. About time for Harper Wettstein. Make it 38-3. She's got 10. 31-26. And just in the blink of an eye, Troy with a five-point lead.
And that was, again, you say it's about time, and that's what Troy people are thinking right now. They finally got her open, and she made it count.
Here's McKee jumping in from the left elbow. Her shot clanked off the heel,
man.
And a rebound for Grable.
Allison Grable has been a force on the glass here to begin this second half.
Three third-quarter rebounds already for Grable, and a five-point Troy lead with 2:16 to go in the quarter, 31-26. Wettstein doubled, Grable, right elbow, right side pass, corner three, front rim no, fighting for the rebound, Williams has it, and a second chance here for Troy. Groff underneath, now Judd, Williams, left side, a line drive three, catches nothing but net on the wrong side of it, but another offensive rebound, this time by Groff. Williams hands it off to Judd, 22 on the shot clock, under 2 minutes to go in the quarter, 31-26 Trojans.
Spreading them out, kind of a four-out offense, a screen comes and she says no.
Wettstein to the rack and one. Well, Wettstein's starting to heat up, and she has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And I like that. Again, they're spreading out the defense, trying to go one-on-one with McKee, who's played phenomenal in this game against Harper Wettstein. But you're starting to see McKee a little bit tired. And Harper Wettstein, her conditioning, I mean, I don't know what she does in the offseason or during season. Her legs are underneath her, it feels like, the entire game. And she never gets really that tired. You're able to go baseline there, get the foul, and make the basket.
12 points in this game for Harper Wettstein. She came in at 1,696 career points, over 1,700 now in her illustrious career, and she capitalizes on the three-point play, now leading Troy with 13, and all of a sudden, largest lead for the Trojans, 34-26, 1:40 to go, third quarter.
9-0 run here by the Trojans.
Well, that ends real quick. They get up the right block to Kennedy McKee, who's got 9, 34-28, 90 seconds to go, third quarter.
High post action that time from Nemaha Central. Good dump down to McKee for the easy bunny.
Right now it's Wettstein on the dribble being guarded by Mackey this time. Long pass to the near side corner, and they're going to say last touch by Troy, and they turn it over.
Yeah, Harper Wettstein that time. She was trying to get it to Haley Williams and Kyler Lutke, who just checked into the game for Troy. Got it in the same exact spot. Both girls go for it. Neither one can grab it.
You mentioned a 9-0 run. Just stopped a moment ago. Another opportunity, and that is Nordis. That is her spot. She loves those elbow jump shots, and she's got 6 to make it 34-30 Trojans.
Back-to-back offensive possessions. The Thunder go high post, and it's the teeth of that defense a little bit, but able to find a little bit of a soft spot.
60 seconds to go, third quarter. Good one in this third-place contest here at Nemaha Central. Troy by 4 with the ball. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Wettstein the touch, left elbow. Left wing, more like it. Now driving in, gets underneath, wraps a pass to Grable, losing it, picking it back up, tried to pivot herself back towards the bucket. She's going to be called for a travel.
That was a great find there by Harper, but unable to collect it right away was Allison Grable. It would have been an easy basket because, again, the help side comes. Anytime Harper's got the basketball, you know a second defender is coming towards her. The backside was open. Grable just couldn't hold on to it.
Thunder trying to get a little bit closer late third quarter. 40 seconds and counting. About a 9-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. 34-30 Trojans. Here's Hermish. Now Mackey. They want Nordis on the touch. Turning, facing, and a 3-second call.
Coach Derek Jasper claps his hands. He got maybe some help from his fan section behind him. And this was find it, call it, and that's a turnover.
Yeah, Nordis put up a 10, camping out a little bit too long in there down low. So the shot clock is off. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Trojans have the ball by 4. Long pass. Williams gets behind everybody and lays it in with the Hartford 9.
Again, that was Nemaha Central was okay. All right, they're going to hold for the final shot, but wide open underneath. Good find.
11 seconds now to go. Clock moving. 36-30 Trojans. Here's Mackey. Had it tipped away. Oh, the thievery. It's Harper Wettstein coast to coast. 4 seconds to go. She missed the layup. It might have been blocked by Mackey. Just a second to go, and Nemaha Central won't get a shot up at the end of the third quarter. Expecting a fantastic final 8 minutes. This one has been great. Third place on the line in the girls' bracket at the 12th annual Thunder Classic. At the end of the third quarter, it's Troy 36 and Nemaha Central 30. Final 8 minutes coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final day of the 12th annual Thunder Classic. A good one here. Girls' third place game. Troy to start the fourth quarter, leading Nemaha Central 36-30. They had a 9-0 run in the middle of that third quarter. Right now a 6-point advantage as Nemaha Central trying to answer on their opening possession. They got a good look inside, but off the rebound and off the heel, it's Harper Wettstein. So Troy getting a stop on the defensive side to begin the fourth quarter.
Third place game on final in Twin Valley League. Really quickly here, B-Tad boys, Donovan West places third in the Twin Valley League tournament. Their best finish in quite some time on the boys' side. They beat Clifton Clyde 50-47.
That great coverage from the TBL tournament. Wettstein, another assist. This time, Grable, the benefit factor there, and she's got 4, 38-30, Trojans by 8.
Three-quarter court pressure now, 1-2. Or 1-3-1, excuse me, kind of a diamond press. Now they sit back into a 1-3-1.
Here's Hermish up top. Not quite a minute into this fourth quarter. Trojans by 8. Nordis, good look inside. Off the front rim twice. Trickled off. Rebound again by Allison Grable.
And Coach Hilton will take that shot every single time. That was wide open. Just misses the bunny from 4 feet.
Harper Wettstein with the basketball. 13 points. Haley Groff with 11. Judd has it high right on the wing. Williams up top. Now left side on the wing is Wettstein. Looking inside, holding right hip, puts the dribble down twice, three times, now wants to go to work. Back and down McKee, gets underneath, stopping underneath, wraps it to Grable in the right corner. She will go baseline. Awkward step, missed the shot, fighting for her own miss, but into the hands of Bailey Snyder for Nemaha Central.
I like the aggressive take, but the Thunder looking to run.
Here's Snyder, going all the way after getting that rebound, a little sidestep. Nordis, the offensive rebound, and she is fouled. She'll shoot two.
Yeah, great job by Nordis there with an offensive rebound, second chance opportunity. I think they're going to get Harper Wettstein on the front side, slapping down at the basketball instead of going straight up with the hands. Two shots coming here.
Second foul against Wettstein, first on either side in this fourth and final quarter. And the first free throw up and good for Caroline Nordis, who has had a nice afternoon with 7 points and 9 rebounds. 6:25 to go in the game, 38-31 Troy.
Now, Nemaha's got size, B-10, and I really like this team because what they can do down low. They just got to get Nordis and Hermish on a consistent level.
Here is that second free throw. It's off the heel into the hands of Nicole Judd. So Nordis goes 1-for-2, and Troy by 7 at 6:19 to go.
Staying man-to-man. That's what Nemaha's been all game long. I know you mentioned the other day about how you love just man-to-man defense and see who's the better athletes out there. Nemaha Central staying with it.
Foul on the perimeter against Jade Mackey. That is her third. And the first foul on NC here in the fourth quarter. Not quite 2 minutes into this final eight. It's a 7-point lead for Troy. Troy's record 8-6 coming in. Nemaha Central at 10-4.
Largest lead of the game was 8 by Troy, and then a 4-0 spurt by Nemaha Central. And Troy's kind of just taken the game since then to get it back up to 7.
Here's Judd. Judd, 22 seconds on the shot clock. Now Grable, left wing, holding, now handing off to Judd, working back top of the circle. They want Wettstein, still guarded by McKee. That's been the common theme with that matchup here in this game.
Good look.
Another good pass from Wettstein to Grable, this time on the left block. Nordis had no choice but the foul.
Harper, she drove. She got a screen at the top of the key from Nicole Judd. Two defenders flash to her, and she skips it from the right elbow back to the left block. A great seal there by Grable, and a good entry pass from Harper.
Allison Grable, 4 points here in this game. Her first trip to the line. This one is off the heel strong. And 4 points and six rebounds for Grable.
I don't know many kids that play with as much emotion as Allison Grable does. She's one of that junkyard dog type of mentality out there on the floor for the Trojans.
Able to go one for two. She hits the second, has 5 points in the game. And it's 39-31 Trojans, tying their largest lead of the game with 5:38 to go.
Easily broken press here.
Wrapping a pass. McKee looking for Nordis from right block to left block. Defended well by Troy. They knock it out of bounds.
Troy's shown this kind of diamond pressure throughout this fourth quarter a little bit. And DeMont Central's been able to break it with ease, but unable to get any kind of a run-out shot out of it.
Into the corner. They get McKee wide open for three. It was on target, but a little bit strong, and a rebound for Wettstein.
Love that set play from Coach Hilgen right there. McKee, a great look from the corner, just couldn't get it to drop.
39-31, Troy with the ball and the lead. 5:20 to go in this one. Third place on the line here at the Thunder Classic. Boys' third place game will follow with the Thunder and the Hiawatha Redhawks. And we'll have the girls' championship game in the final game of the evening. Here is Harper Wettstein on a drive, a little shimmy into the paint, and she puts it in off the window.
She could have shot the three from the corner. She was wide open, but instead she puts the ball on the deck and gets to the rim quickly.
And now it's the largest lead for Troy at 10. 4:55 and counting left in this one. Here's McKee, little ball fake, thought about stepping back, closed out by Wettstein. Now Hermish in the right corner. Long skip pass to Mackey, left wing, touch pass, Snyder, contested three, off the heel, long rebound. Two bodies fighting for it. It's out of bounds near sideline. And it will be Troy basketball.
Again, you're getting the outside looks for Nemaha Central, but unable to connect on it. They are 0-for here in the second half from three.
We got a full timeout call by Nemaha Central. We'll step aside. Troy 41, Nemaha Central 31. 4:41 to go fourth quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls' third place game here at the Thunder Classic. 4:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Troy with their largest lead here against Nemaha Central. It's 41-31. Harper Wettstein, 15. Haley Groff with 11. Kennedy McKee leading the Thunder with 9, also 7 from Caroline Nordis.
Great, great, great run here in the fourth quarter if you're a Troy Trojan fan, because defense is stepping up. Nemaha Central is 0-for-4 from 3 here in the second half, so they're able to contently stay in the zone and not allow Nemaha Central to have easy baskets inside. For Nemaha Central, you got to figure out a way offensively to get McKee open from the outside, but even more so, why don't you get Snyder again? She has 1-3 attempt here in the second half.
So out of the timeout. Trojans with the 10-point advantage and the ball with Wettstein into the front court, guarded by McKee. Hands it off to Groff. Working around that arc from left to right. Stops right wing. Now they set up Wettstein. Great look. That one halfway down and out. And you'll take that 10 times out of 10 if you're Troy, but a rebound cleared away by Nordis.
You could take it at 11th, you would, because that's exactly what you want to see from Harper Wettstein.
How about that strong finish going right to the rack, left side, and finishing up close was Emma Hermish, who now has 6, and it's 41-33.
Just the fourth made field goal in the second half by Nemaha Central here tonight.
Coming up on that halfway mark, 4:05 to be exact, as McKee knocked it out of play, and Troy will throw it in near sideline with an 8-point advantage.
You haven't mentioned Haley Groff in quite some time scoring the basketball. It's because they've had to adjust Nemaha Central to focus a little bit more on her as well. It's opened up Harper Wettstein here in the second half.
Here's Wettstein, couple steps in front of midcourt, looking right, now dribbling back left. Now goes back right, picks up the dribble. Here's Judd, left side on the wing. 12 seconds on the shot clock here for Troy. They lead it by 8. That's knocked away. Pickpocket. It is Emma Hermes, who has nothing but green grass in front of her, and she lays it in. Well done.
Out of the timeout by Coach Hilchith, a 4-0 run for Nemaha Central.
41-35, a 6-point Troy lead with 3:35 to go in this one. See if NC can get a stop here. Westside on the dribble in between the rings out high. Goes right. Now dives in from the right wing. Goes all the way herself.
Wow.
And with a lot of contact. Soft touch off the window. 17 for the D1 commit.
It's just impressive to see her body control when she goes to the rack like that.
43-35, Troy Snyder, corner three, trying to answer. High off the front rim. It's still on the deck and picked up by Westside.
And I said earlier about how Harper's conditioning was impressive, but that last trip when she hit the deck, she got up slowly and kind of a slow jog. She's bringing the ball up slowly now for Troy.
Just went under the three-minute mark left in this one. 43-35, Trojans. Westside stepping back. Can't do it. It's off the heel. Long rebound taken in by McKee. And here goes Nemaha Central left to right. McKee still has it. Had it knocked away. Out of bounds. Nicely played.
Great defense there, and it's out of bounds to Troy.
Wow, they're going to say it is Troy ball.
Yes, it was Harper. She kind of swatted at that ball, and McKee tried to grab it. It went out of bounds. A huge turnover there by Nemaha Central.
So, Troy now going to the sideline here. A 30-second timeout called. We'll keep it right here. 2:46 to go. 8-point Trojan lead.
It's a great job again. Nemaha Central out of the Coach Hilton timeout. Got two stops defensively, two easy baskets on the offensive end. Now, Troy, what do you do to stymie this little mini run by Nemaha Central? The lead's back up to 8, and you have the basketball. You're going to expect full-court pressure here from Nemaha Central. They've only done full-court man-to-man. I'd like to see potential traps here if I'm Nemaha Central, trying to trap on the first entry pass that comes in, or either side it goes on the sideline. Get an instant trap there and see if you can force a turnover.
High school basketball here on KNZA, always presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. So Tuesday we had quarterfinals, three of them on KNZA. We went quad deep yesterday with four games, and now today, of course, our first of three.
And Coach Hilton's not happy because he drew up an offensive out-of-bounds play because he thought it was Nemaha Central basketball.
So the Trojans catching a break, maybe potentially there. They lead it by 8, 2:40, clock moving in this fourth quarter. Here comes the trap on Westside, just right in front of midcourt. This is a tough spot to be, and you knew it was coming. A 30 called by Derek Jasper.
And Coach Jasper not happy with Harper Westside right there because he says, why are you coming to the near corner? That's where they want you to come for that trap. She picked up her dribble. Good job there by Coach Jasper calling the timeout and reset his team.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 43-35 Troy, 2:33 to go. Right now you look at the scoring. Troy led by Harper Westside with 17. Haley Groff with 11. 6 from Nicole Judd, 5 from Allison Grable, 4 from Haley Williams. Nemaha Central, 9 from McKee, 8 from Hermish, 7 from Nordis, 6 from Snyder, and 5 from Leaguer.
Pretty balanced scoring on both of these teams, really, in this ball game. You know Harper Westside's going to get hers. Who else is going to step up? Haley Groff, she carried the weight in the first half. Hasn't scored here in the second half, but she was that great job in that first half for them offensively. And it forced Nemaha Central to focus on her just a little bit more.
So out of the Troy timeout, Westside receives the inbounds pass right near midcourt. 20 seconds on the shot clock, just under 2:30 to go in the game. 43-35 Troy. Seems like a massive defensive possession here for the Thunder. Here's Westside left side. Again, McKee on the defense. Judd up top. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Trying to hand it off to Westside. She does get it back straight away. 3 seconds. Picks it up. Back to the bucket. Turnaround fadeaway heave. Just grazed the front rim. Ball is still live. Troy fighting for it inside, and a foul's going to be called. Boy, Groff got in there to pick that one off the deck, and I think that foul is on the Thunder.
Yes, that foul on the Thunder there. Free ball. The shot clock went off, and there was a question of, well, did it hit the rim or not? It definitely did. And a free ball picked up by Groff, a foul on Nemaha Central. Troy retains possession.
And nearly turned it over. Nemaha Central, always, fans, coaches, players alike, did not like that foul call, but a fresh shot clock here, and now under 2 minutes to go. Troy on the possession. 43-35 Trojans. You know Webstein's going to be smart with it. Has the dribble. Getting by McKee. Tough shot again. Can't get that one to go on the right block. And a rebound for Mackey. NC, they get a much-needed stop.
Big stop there for the Thunder, but they had to score on this possession.
Tough shot. McKee straight away. No, and it's going to be deflected into the hands of Troy. Groff running with it. Near side, she gets knocked to the floor, and she's called for a travel.
She was still dribbling, and Coach Jasper does not agree with that call right there. And there's been a couple times where these officials, both coaches, both fan bases, both students really on the court saying, holy cow, what was that for? But nevertheless, a turnover on Troy. Nemaha Central with a minute 30 has to score here.
They're down 8, 43-35, and Judge steps in front and takes the pass away. Nemaha Central giving it away at the worst possible time.
And with just one foul to give. Nemaha Central's going to have to foul here to extend this game just a little bit.
Wettstein high right, bumped by McKee, spinning with the pivot foot down. Now Judd running to go get it. She has it on the right wing. It's Grable in the corner, 1:05 to go. 15, all Wettstein untouched in the paint. Now she's caught, and there's a lot of contact as she spins away, and a foul's going to be called with exactly 1 minute to go.
That's going to reset the shot clock. That's the fourth team foul. And Troy, at this point of the ball game, B-Tad, they're just playing possession basketball. They're not looking to score. They're trying to milk the clock down, and Nemaha Central forced them to foul you and win this game from the line up by 8.
43-35, Trojans throw it in. We're now officially under a minute to go, and there's a quick foul in the corner as Hermish is going to pick up her third. And that is going to put Troy at the line with 58 seconds to go. It'll be Haley Williams.
And that's exactly who Coach Hilton wanted to foul right there. He yelled, go now. And that was a good foul there by Nemaha Central, putting Williams to the line.
And the first one up and good. Massive free throw for Haley Williams. Now 10 of 17 from that stat this season. She's got 5 in this game to go along with 4 rebounds. Williams second. Boy.
Big free throw.
Yeah, crucial. She goes 2 for 2. She has 6, and now a 10-point game with under a minute to go.
Coach Jasper says no foul. Stay in our zone.
Harper
takes
away. Wettstein does what she does best, and that's take it away. And there's a foul. Well, Troy in a great spot here. Up 10, 48.8 to go. And one of the best in the state at the line for 2.
And this is a huge win for Troy. Bounce it back after that game against Rock Creek yesterday, where they were down by as many as 29, battled back to within 14 in the fourth quarter. But to come back here against the host team, Nemaha Central, a team that is one of the best in the top part of the Big East League. I mean, they're undefeated, if I remember right, in
yep.
Big East League play.
They are. Yeah, it's going to be a fun race, both boys and girls in the Big East, when we get to that next month of February. Wettstein missed the second free throw, but Grable, boy, what a night she has had on the boards and keeping another possession. And it's knocked out of bounds to Troy at 44 seconds to go. They lead it by 11.
You know I like players that are not maybe the studs on the team that everybody knows about. Those are my – I root for those types of players. The underdogs, Allison Grable, been a dog on the glass.
It's a full. We'll follow suit. Troy, 44 seconds away from a win. They lead Nemaha Central 46-35. We're back in a tight 30 here on KNCA.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of 3 games here on KNZA. It's the 12th annual Thunder Classic hosted by Nemaha Central High School. We've had so much good competition throughout the week. It's the final day. It's our first of 3. Right now the Troy Trojans 44 seconds away from a third place finish. Leading host Nemaha Central, Jake, 46-35. Impressive across the board today.
No doubt about it. Again, Nemaha Central are going to look at the tape and realize that they did not take advantage for the second game in a row. Their size advantage down low. But give credit where it's due. Troy has came out with a game plan with their defense, and their offense has been nothing short of great.
And a quick foul by Kennedy McKee. Harper Wettstein right back to the charity stripe for 2. 41.5 seconds to go. 11-point Troy lead.
There's one area of Harper's game, man, got to improve a little bit on. She's only going like one for two from the free throw line the last few times.
Well, came into today 81%, so I'd say that's pretty
solid.
I just
solid. Thought it'd be a little facetious
the,
here.
She is the school record holder for free throw percentage in a season at 84, which was set last year, and she goes 2 for 2. She can hear you.
That's right.
Up here in the bleachers, good sir. And now 48-35, Troy.
She's had to say, shut your mouth, Jake.
Final 36 seconds here. Mackey to Hermish, free throw line, diving in, lost it, kicked into the left corner. Now a floater by Bailey Snyder is nothing but net.
Jumping into full court pressure, Nemaha Central, but down 11. They got to get a quick turnover here. A foul will be called.
Wasn't much there, but the whistle blown and a foul, and Harper Wettstein right back to the line to essentially ice this game.
I mean, you officiate roughly, what, 20 games a season as an official, maybe even more. You do it for 55-plus years. You know what your teams are trying to do, so even if it's not an egregious foul by any stretch, you knew a foul was coming.
That's McKee's third, Wettstein. 20 points in this game, make it 21 after that first make.
Impressive win here by the Troy Trojans, I can't say that enough.
here against Nemaha Central, a really, really good team that I expect to make some noise late in the season.
22 for Wettstein, and since Jake was knocking her free throw ability, she has made four in a row. It is 50-37, final 14 seconds, but you mentioned impressive win here today for Troy. They're going to finish third place. Snyder was a little bit strong on a left corner three. Thunder still with the possession. 8 seconds to go. Troy will get their ninth win of the season, and after an eight-game winning streak with snaps yesterday when Hiawatha beat Nemaha Central, it's going to be back-to-back losses to close out this tournament for the Thunder. They get it into McKee, right corner. Final few ticks off the clock. Here's Leaguer stepping back straight away. McKee in the corner. She'll fire a desperation three. That is no good, and that is the end of the ball game. The Troy Trojans in hostile territory will finish third place here at the 12th annual Thunder Classic. Impressive on both ends of the floor. Troy getting the win over Nemaha Central. Final count 50-37. Post-game show coming your way next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. First of three in the books today. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screens. Challenge your buddies to some pool or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your communities. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Post-game show here on a KNZA presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Boys' third-place game coming up here in just a little bit, but Jake and Boz, we're about to queue up with Paige and crew on the Hiawatha Channel as it's the Thunder and Redhawks battling for third place in the boys' bracket. But Jake, Troy 50, Nemaha Central 37. Trojans bounce back in a big way for a third-place finish.
Yeah, again, we talked about at the top of the broadcast of how it's tough to get ready for a third-place game. You'd rather play for a championship. You don't want to come off of a loss and come back the next day and play. But these girls for Troy, they showed up and they showed out. Nemaha Central early and often were finding themselves with success inside. But the difference of this game comparatively to yesterday with that Troy defense, Nemaha Central could not hit an outside shot in this game, especially in the second half. It just wasn't falling for him, and that leads right into what Troy wants you to do. And then Troy, they found ways to be aggressive on the glass. That was my halftime adjustment for the Trojans, and man, did Allison Grable, Haley Williams, and the like respond to that here in the second half. They out-rebounded Nemaha Central, especially on the offensive side, second chance opportunities, and the Trojans took advantage. That's a huge win for the Trojans heading back into the NEKL.
So a 13-point Trojan win gets them to 9-6 going into the back half of the season beginning next week. Nemaha Central, after they were 10-3 before their semifinal game yesterday, they have dropped back-to-back games and are now 10-5. Going into the back half next week. Individual scoring numbers for Troy, 22 points, 8 rebounds for Harper Wettstein. A lot of good of that from the free throw line late in the game. 11 points as well from Haley Groth. 6 points apiece, Nicole Judd, Haley Williams, Allison Grable had 5. Individual scoring numbers for NC, you had 9 points from Kennedy McKee, 8 a pop from Emma Hermish and Bailey Snyder. 7 points and 10 rebounds from Caroline Nordis, 5 as well from Liza Leager. We get Foz on the horn now with some of the shooting numbers in this game.
Yeah, and if you're a Nemaha Central fan, second half was not kind to you as far as shooting the ball. Nemaha Central, 26% from the field. A little bit unusual. This is the home team. It's their home court. Just couldn't shoot the ball real well today. They were 0-7 from beyond the arc in the second half. And really, they just had 6 made field goals in the entire second half. So everything else pretty even. Troy did a nice job. They were efficient from the field, 40% from the ballgame, 45%, 10 of 22 from beyond the arc. So Troy shot the ball really well tonight. Everything else pretty even. Troy out-rebounded Nemaha Central 25-21. I would not have guessed that would be the case at the start of this game. Really turnovers. There was quite a few early in the game, but both teams about the same. Troy had a few more, 16 turnovers. Nemaha Central with 12. Just pretty even across the board. I think it really boiled down to quality of shots, shot selection, and then being able to knock those down.
Also, I would say Harper Wettstein maybe picking up the pace a little bit in the second half.
She
had 15 of her 22 in the second half, and again, she was able to kind of secure that win for Troy. A lot of crucial free throws in the final few minutes to keep Nemaha Central at bay. Again, our stats all throughout the season brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yingston, Courtney Brockoff. How about the winning head coach for a couple minutes? Troy head coach Derek Jasper. What's good, good sir?
Hey, good to be on. That was a great win for us, I thought. Kind of one of those Saturday morning 10 o'clock games. A little sluggish, but, you know, neither team got to practice and prepare for the other team. So kind of a gutted out type win. And they're a little deeper than us. We don't go very far on our bench, and there for a while I thought we had some really dead legs in the third quarter, but we found the energy to build a lead there in the early fourth and just hang on against a really good Nemaha Central team playing on their home floor. Third place trophy, hey, and more importantly, 2 wins out of this
right.
Tournament. So that's huge to come out here and get 2 wins against these bigger schools.
And just the quality of depth bracket, you know?
This is state tournament quality, you know, with the teams out here. It feels like you're in a state tournament. Really good teams out here. They've done a really good job with this tournament. Kelly Williams, shout out to him, with all the changes and stuff. So really proud of our girls to come out here and win on a Friday. And, man, we froze all the way out here, but we warmed up a little bit as the game went on.
Yeah, you were joking with me before the game about the bus starting up about a hot 45 minutes before getting on it this morning.
Yeah, it never did warm up until we got here. So, you know, I had my stocking hat and gloves on the whole way. But really proud of our team. And I was more excited than they were in the locker room. I don't know why I was. They need to be more excited about a win like that, coming out here and getting 2 wins and getting to take a picture with a trophy. That's good. Those are all little things that are huge during the roll of the season. You know, we have bigger goals later on, hopefully, but that's going to be tough. But, you know, we got to enjoy these little victories on the way.
22 points for Harper Wettstein. It's been kind of the conversations in our weekly locker room chats. It's getting the other girls involved. Haley Groff with 11. You know, Allison with 5 points, but she had 8 big rebounds for you, 6 apiece, you know, from Nicole Judd and Haley Williams. So that's just been kind of the recipe for success. You know what you're going to get from Harper, the other girls getting involved.
Very nice. We're starting to get a little bit of continuity, a little bit of chemistry. It's hard to play with Harper. You got to know where to go and know where to move. I think all of Haley Groff's 11 were in the first half.
Yeah.
Really kept us in it, and she played with a little bit of aggressiveness. And I hope she's starting to get a little bit of confidence. She's going to hopefully win this three-point shootout here in a little bit, but we'll see how that goes. And then, you know, the other girls, Haley Williams, Nicole Judd, Allison, you know, just battlers. And my three seniors, Harper, Nicole, and Allison, kind of know what this is about. Getting to be a part of that great team we had last year, they're kind of leading the way for us. Because sometimes I'm tired. I'm running on fumes. I'm running on fumes today. It's been a long week, but I feel a lot better now. I got a lot of energy.
Yeah, back-to-back wins, or at least two wins in the tournament, obviously, against Marysville and here today against Omaha Central. Derek Jasper, appreciate it, brother. Enjoy that win, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
That's Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans. A big win here today in the third-place game. Third-place brackets. Again, Omaha Central, the host, and Troy getting the win over the Thunder, 50-37. Harper Westine is our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, we step aside for about 6 minutes or so we're getting ready for game number two. It is the boys' third-place game here at the Thunder Classic and a big East League showdown. First meeting this season between Hiawatha and Omaha Central. We'll dive into that in a matter of moments. So,